GLT's Ryan Denham visited a craftsman in Hudson who's doing something that's so much harder than it sounds, making custom guitars people actually want to play.
Tom Neal is a handy guy, a woodworker. He could make rocking chairs or picture frames, but instead he makes guitars. Tom's been a musician himself since he was a teenager. He even played semi-professionally on the road in the 1970s and 80s.
Every time I finish a guitar and I string it up and strum it for the first time, it's like a newborn baby. It's just so cool. It is the coolest thing ever because it's like I've taken this thing from blocks of wood to a musical instrument that just has so much to offer as opposed to a rocking chair or a picture frame. And so it's a great extension for me from the musical side of things. There are a lot of builders that really don't play. They're engineers and they're builders, but they don't play guitar, and I've been playing for a long time. So that extension is just, it's a win-win for, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
Tom is the creator of Thomas Guitars, which he runs out of his basement shop here in Hudson. He got started when he wanted a guitar he couldn't afford, so he bought a kit, pre-cut wood to make a version of it himself. Then about a decade ago, he started buying his own wood, doing it from scratch, no kit needed.
I'd been bitten by the bug at that point. You know, I was headlong into it. You know, I'm one of the worst DIYers. I mean, if I can figure out how to do it, I'm going to do it. So I just hit the internet. I bought a couple books, looked at a couple DVDs, and just kind of dove in that way. Self-taught myself just to, you know, work through all the stuff, and I'm actually building guitar number 45 right now. So
when did you transition from making something for yourself and then somebody else wants one for the first time? How does that happen?
Well, you know, that was something that was just a natural progression. I really had no intentions of selling them. I was just going to do it as a hobby, you know, and but musician friends of mine started playing them and they're like, "Wow, these things sound really, really good." And I mean, I felt like they sounded pretty good, but it's one of those things, you know, and friends and family, you know how they are. It's like, oh, it's wonderful, and yet it might not be, you know, when you get out in the general public. So I've always been apprehensive about it. I still am today, somewhat, because I'm just not sure, you know. It's like, some friends were like, you know, you ought to build me one. And I'm like, well, okay, you know, I can do that. You know, just pay for the parts I have to buy, and I'll build one. And that's kind of how it started. I build a couple, and then musicians' friends' wives are like, hey, great Christmas present. What would you charge me to build one for less? And blah, blah, and so on and so forth.
Today, Tom makes 5 different styles of acoustic guitars, and more variety means more tools in his shop. And it's not like Menards or Lowe's have a guitar-making aisle. Tom has had to customize a lot of his tools of the trade.
I don't know if you can hear this.
During my recent tour of the shop, Tom's process sounded a lot more like a science experiment than music or woodworking, and it kind of is.
This is what I use to bend the sides. So this consists of a form that looks like a half of a guitar. And it's got a hand press on it. I use a thermal heating blanket that's made of silicone, and that's all sandwiched together with the side wood once it's thicknessed, and just a little bit of water, just enough moisture to create some steam. And then that's put into that, and once it heats up to a certain temperature, it's clamped down and bent around that form, and then it sits there until it cools down, and it holds the shape of the body at that point. Mm-hmm. And that's, so all of these down here, these are different forms for different body shapes that I have to put in there.
So have you ever gotten through, like, halfway through a guitar and something pops, something breaks, something snaps, and you're like,
yes.
Oh, man.
It's happened multiple times. Some of it is just, you know, the nature of wood can be, because I'm working with such thin pieces, and certain species are really, really brittle. So I've had, you know, where I'm at the point of doing the finish on the guitar, and I'll notice a crack down the side. The one thing that this has taught me is patience. Because there's a lot of really intricate work and very small tolerances in the construction of these things. So you really, really have to take your time, be patient. You can't get in a hurry at all. And that's been a really good lesson for me because I am not a patient person. So it's taught me that for sure.
But before he sands, before he cuts, before he glues, it all starts with the wood. And this is where Tom gets most excited, talking about his wood rack, his pride and joy.
One of my passions is the wood that these instruments are built from. I've always loved the tactile aspect of wood, the way it feels, the way it smells. And so this is my wood rack, and I'm constantly buying wood and stocking up on it. So,
and your wood rack here that we're staring at, it looks like, I mean, to a layman, it looks like floorboards or paneling just stacked on each other, sitting in a bunch of racks here in your shop in your basement.
Yeah, I have. I buy the wood a couple different ways. Sometimes I'll buy it from people who mill it specifically to build guitars. So I'll get four pieces of wood, two pieces for the back and two pieces for the sides, and then the tops are. I'll have two pieces for the top as well. Some of it I buy just boards, like big thick boards, and I slice them down to the sizes I need. Right now I've probably got enough wood here to build about 100 guitars.
Tom doesn't exactly have time to make 100 guitars right now. He also has a day job as an art director at State Farm. He went to school for graphic design. His wife, Brianne, works at State Farm, too. They're musicians together, too, playing out around town. The thread of music runs through Tom's life. Just outside his shop and his basement is a giant rec room of sorts. Just over from the pool table and bar is a small stage where he and his wife host house concerts. While many of Tom's customers are amateurs, or Saturday afternoon pickers as he calls them, a handful of professional musicians play his guitars too. Chris Trapper out of Boston, Miles Nielsen.
Because the guitar market is a really interesting thing. You know, you've got the retail stores that have all the, you know, the big name brands, Martin, Gibson, Fender, and people kind of gravitate toward those because they're familiar with them. So in the custom guitar world, mostly people are intimidated because they're usually pretty pricey. The cost to produce one at the level that I am is much higher than a manufacturer, obviously. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep myself down closer to that retail market price where, so if somebody's, you know, they've been playing for a few years and they want a really good guitar, but it's like, you know, I don't want the Martin off the shelf, or I don't want the Taylor. I'd like to have something a little different. Well, that's kind of the niche that I'm working in right now, to where it's not exorbitant in cost. That way they can come in and they can maybe get something a little different.
Something a little different is a good way to describe Tom's latest work. An original creation he calls the Modern Dreadnought. It's modeled on a traditional Martin Dreadnought guitar, but Tom's softened the upper shoulders of the guitar's shape so it's more rounded. It's punchy, he says, like an old 1930s Martin guitar. Became a favorite of bluegrass players who wanted to play louder than the banjo. It's made from a South American hardwood, Bolivian rosewood. Come on, that's way cooler than a picture frame or a rocking chair. I'm Ryan Denham.
Tom Neal runs in the same local music circles as many of the singer-songwriters and bands you hear every week here on GLT's Sound Ideas. Hear them all by subscribing to the GLT Music Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or the NPR One app.